Hi, my name is Andre, and I'm a Microsoft student partner from Queen's University. And today we'll be talking about how to create a MySQL database on Azure. So, as you know, most mobile and web applications need to store data somehow. The username and password for your Facebook wall, for your photos, all of that data needs to be stored somewhere. And so, where exactly do you store all this data? You can't really store it just in your own physical device. That would require a lot of memory. And so what we have now is the cloud, which essentially allows all your data to be stored somewhere where any device that's connected to the internet can access this data. And so using Microsoft Azure, we're able to create a space for you to store your data. Luckily, as a student, you gain access to a free MySQL database in the cloud through Microsoft's DreamSpark program. Even if you aren't a student, you can actually use 1 month free of Microsoft's Azure program. And so as a developer, it's very important to familiarize yourself with these different technologies because you will, at one point or another, need to store data somewhere. So let's get right into it and see exactly how we can store data using Microsoft Azure and a MySQL database. So the prerequisites, you need to have a Microsoft Azure account. If you're a student, it's a fairly easy process. You just go to www.dreamspark.com and on there you can sign up for your free trial for Azure. And if you're not a student, you can obtain a 1 month free trial. All you have to do is enter your credit card information, but it doesn't actually get charged unless you authorize it to get charged. So really, there's no risk to trying this out. So let's get right into it and create our database. So recently, Microsoft changed up their dashboard for the applications that they have on Azure, and so it's easier than ever to set up your MySQL database and connect it to your stuff. So first thing we want to do is we want to hit the new button. Now, entering that, you can see a couple of different options. Since we're looking to create a MySQL database, we'll go into data plus storage. Simply scroll down, and it's a fairly easy process. You just need to come up with a name, demo for Azure, and agree to the legal terms. After agreeing to the legal terms, you can create the database, and it'll start loading, and in a few seconds, you'll be able to start using it. So now that the MySQL database is loaded, we can jump right in and get the required information that we need for our MySQL workbench. So to access the information you need to connect, you simply hit All Settings, go to Properties, and down here you'll be able to get access to your hostname, username, password, and everything else you need. So we'll go over to the MySQL Workbench. This is a third-party application you can download from the internet. So we want to create a new connection name. So we'll just call MySQL Database Demo 2. Hostname, as I said, was this. Username, you can just copy and paste. And when you're creating the password, just make sure you hit Store and Keychain. Okay, test connection. And just like that, we've successfully made the MySQL connection. Once we have established that, we can double click and gain access to the SQL editor, where we will be able to create our first table. So, first thing we want to do is just left click, or depending on your computer, control click. And then we'll create a table for movies. So, fairly simple process of creating the table. So we'll want to create the column name. So for example, movie ID, and that will be an int. And we'll create a movie name, and that will be a text. Great. So we just hit apply. Apply changes to object. Apply again. And it is complete. So after that point, we can again go into the movies, left click, select row limit 1,000, and we can create a bunch of different IDs. So a movie name might be Shawshank Redemption. That's the first movie that popped into my head. Or Grown Ups could be another movie. And you just, again, hit apply. And just like that, we've been able to create a database with tables for movies. I hope you were able to take something away from this demo. If you want to learn more about different tips and resources, feel free to check out imagine.microsoft.com. So thanks again for watching, and tune in for more tutorials in the future.